And I'll explain it or describe it as much as I can.
Weird Al addressed this too.
Did he? Cool.
We remember that song we heard was it yesterday? That Weird Al song.
Yes. I pulled.
It's called Look Up, and the picture of this go. This is actual scene comes in later. It's three girls at a bus stop. Two of them are totally engrossed in their phone, and the other one doesn't have a phone and is just kind of looking off in the distance. Mm-hmm. When you see it, I'll tell you when it gets to that scene. But in the actual scene, she walks up, sees these girls. They look at her for a split second, and they're back and they're looking at their phones. And you can tell that she wouldn't mind having an interaction, but they don't give a shit. You know? So all right. So here's the beginning of it. Well, here's the whole thing.
I have 422 friends, yet I'm lonely. I speak to all of them every day, yet none of them really know me.
Look up, it says.
The problem I have sits in the spaces between looking into their eyes.
This is just the guy we're seeing so far.
I took a step back and opened my eyes. I looked around and realised that this media we call social is anything but when we open our computers and it's our doors we shut. All this technology we have is just an illusion. Community, companionship, a sense of inclusion, yet when you step away from this device of delusion, you awaken to see a world of confusion. A world where we're slaves to the technology we mastered, where information gets sold by some rich, greedy bastard. A world of self-interest, self-image, self-promotion, where we all share our best bits, but leave out the emotion. We're at our most happy with the experience we share.
So here's the scene. Nope. It shows, did you see, Joanne, where there's like four people there?
Yeah,
there are four people on our lands.
Right, that's okay.
I'm like my mom with my brother's name was Mark, and my Marty, and she never got it right, so it comes naturally. Okay, so there's four people looking over this beautiful landscape, mm-hmm. and then they cut back, and now you see it with just the one woman taking a picture because there's nobody else there, and it's like that's what people do now instead of like
actually looking
just experience
around.
It.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
So she's taking probably about 50 pictures.
When he's there, be there for your friends, and they'll be there too. But no one will be if a group message will do.
Okay, so that showed three kids on a couch and one girl on his chair, and they're all talking. Mm-hmm. And then he says, well, you don't need to if a group message will do that. And then the three people on the couch vanish, and she's back to being alone. Okay?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes.
So it's pretty cool. Keep doing that.
We edit and exaggerate. Create adulation. We pretend not to notice the social isolation. We put our words into order until our lives are glistening. We don't even know if anyone is listening. Being alone isn't a problem. Let me just emphasize, if you read a book, paint a picture, or do some exercise, you're being productive and present, not reserved and recluse.
Okay, if you do something like that, you're productive, you're present, or whatever your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shows this girl sitting on her bed with her laptop, and she's alone.
Being recluse, yeah.
Yeah.
You're being awake and attentive and putting your time to good use. So when you're in public and you start to feel alone, put your hands behind your head, step away from the phone. You don't need to stare at your menu or at your contact list. Just talk to one another.
Yeah, that was the scene I told you about with the girls at the bus stop.
Yeah.
You know, she smiles at them, you know, like, hey, let's talk. I'd like to meet you. They look at her 1 second and they're back to their...
Ugh.
She's totally ignored.
Learn to coexist. I can't stand to hear the silence of a busy commuter train where no one wants to talk through the fear of looking insane. We're becoming unsocial. It no longer satisfies to engage with one another and look into someone's eyes.
Okay, this is something I've actually seen at a restaurant.
Oh, God.
supposed to be a romantic dinner here. Okay. Well, you don't know that for sure. You just see a guy looking at a smartphone. And then you see a candle, and then you see a woman sitting there without a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a couple of years ago I went to, what's the Italian place that everybody likes?
Olive Garden?
Yes, Olive Garden for my daughter's birthday. And we're sitting there, and I noticed the people next to us, the woman's in a smartphone, and the guy's just sitting there.
Good God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
I'm disconnected.
You know,
that's terrible.
How do you get to know someone?
I know.
Not even looking.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm looking.
We're surrounded by children who, since they were born, have watched us living like robots and think it's the norm. It's not very likely you'll make world's greatest dad if you can't entertain a child without using an iPad. When I was
That's
a child,
true.
I'd never be home. Be out with my friends on our bikes we would roam. I'd wear holes in my trainers and graze up my knees. We'd build our own clubhouse high up in the trees.
Okay, he's saying this is what it used to be like. And this
yes.
is like when I was a kid, too.
Yeah.
You just go out, your parents didn't, you know, it wasn't
go
like
out
you had
play.
To have a cell phone to call your parents. You just went out for the day and came back. And
mm-hmm. right.
everybody was fine and everybody was outside.
Yep. Families took bike rides together.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Look at all the
park. Now the park's so quiet it gives me a chill. See no children outside and the swings hanging still. There's no skipping, no hopscotch, no church and no steeple.
So it's a deserted park.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shows two kids looking at playing with their iPads inside.
Yeah.
Not outside.
We're a generation of idiots. Smartphones and dumb people.
Like
yeah!
First
yeah!
Generation of idiots,
totally.
And dumb people.
Oh my gosh.
It's like we're going back to the caveman.
Yeah, okay, now this is the coolest part of the video. And I'm going to stop it and start it because, you know, I got to describe
description,
it.
Description,
really,
yeah.
Like, is that okay?
Yeah.
We see a guy walking down the street and he's looking for someplace, looking for directions.
So look up from your phone, shut down the display. Take in your surroundings, make the most of today. Just one...
He's got an address, and he's trying to look for this place.
Real connection is all it can take
this woman
to show you the difference.
Walking and he
being
asks her, and she helps him out, and they walk to the place together.
Be there in the moment.
Then
she
they have
you
a date.
The then you remember
scene.
Forever as when love overtook.
Where they first
touch,
right?
First hold your hand,
now they're
first kiss your lips.
They're out,
the time you first disagree, but still love them to bits.
Mm-hmm.
The time you don't have to tell hundreds of what you've just done, because you want to share this moment with just this one.
Now they just bought a house. Okay,
aww.
So it's showing what happened just from this chance meeting. Okay.
The time you sell your computer
gives her a
so
ring.
You can
you're
buy a
married.
Ring for the girl of your dreams, who is now the real thing. The time you want to start a family.
She comes out of the bathroom with the
pregnancy test.
You knew it, didn't you? Okay.
And the moment when you first hold your little girl.
Now he's got the baby in his arms.
You
get to fall in love again. The time she keeps you up at night, and all you want is rest. And the time you wipe away the tears as your baby flees the nest.
Now with the baby in high school, okay?
Yeah.
The time your baby girl returns, a boy for you
now
to
she's
hold.
She's got a baby.
And the
baby
time
girl
you
calls
your granddad and makes
now
you feel
granddad.
Old.
It's like my
the time
age.
You've taken all you've made just by giving life attention, and how you're glad you didn't waste it by looking down at some invention. The time you hold your wife's hand. Sit down
now
beside her bed.
Now
you tell her that you love her and
lay like
a kiss upon her head. She then whispers to you quietly, as her heart gives a final beat, that she's lucky she got stopped by that lost boy in the street.
Oh my god. I could cry right now, but I'm not going to.
Now this is where it really gets sad. See? Okay, you've got all that, right?
Yes.
One of those lifetime. You see the person, and they just show you the... Remember that movie Elf? Did you see Elf, the Disney movie?
I have not.
Oh, that has a really great...
None of these times ever happened. You've never had any of this.
Because instead of having this paper that he's looking around for, you know, he's got a smartphone in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he's standing there, and guess what happened?
When you're too busy looking down, you don't see the chances you miss.
Same woman walks right by him, he never sees her.
Mm-hmm.
So look up from your
phone. So that, you know, that's pretty cool. Sad, but cool, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't get to live this beautiful life because he's looking at his freaking phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why would that? Yeah.
So that's really, that's the cool part, the coolest part.
That's the sad truth.
Sad, yep.
It is.
Phone, shut down those displays. We have a finite existence, a set number of days. Don't waste your life getting caught in the net, as when the end comes, nothing's worse than regret. I'm guilty too of being part of this machine, this digital world we are heard but not seen, where we type as we talk and we read as we chat, where we spend hours together without making eye contact. So don't give in to a life where you follow the hype. Give people your love, don't give them your like. Disconnect from the need to be heard and defined. Go out into the world, leave distractions behind. The real way.
Look up from your phone, shut down the display.
Yeah.
What was
it?
Look up.
No, it was on somebody. She got teary eyed. She said, "Oh man, Dad, thanks."